This is very interesting. Cinema is declining, music is coming up, and then cinema bounces back. And we have this theater in Edgeware called Bellevue Cinema. How does it happen?
Films really came into their own again around 1988. There were three films that really changed the entire scene. One was a film called Kayamat Se Kayamat Tak, which was the launch film of Aamir Khan, made by Mansoor Khan, which in an era when just action ruled and nobody really knew what kind of film to make, Mansoor Khan opted with a boy meets girl subject. There was a film called Chandani, made by Mr. Yash Chopra, which marked the return of Mr. Yash Chopra back to his forte, if you like, and musically very, very good. And a film called Maine Pyar Kiya, which was Salman Khan's launch, made by Suraj Parjatia. Those three films had one thing in common. They were all romance, and rather two things in common. They were romantic films, and they had outstanding music. What happened with that was that people all of a sudden realized that, you know, they'd kind of had enough of wannabe, Mardhar, and also perhaps they didn't want to see an Indian version of a Hollywood film, if you like. And I perhaps we all realize that, you know, our strength lies in the emotions of Indian films. Our strength lies in the melodies of Indian music. And why are we getting away from that? Let's go back to that. So these three films really spearheaded the return of Indian films and Indian music in a very, very big way. After Kayamat Se Kayamat Tak, Chandni, and Maine Pyar Kiya, you had a whole host of films which were made in the late 80s, early 90s with fabulous music and great stories. Fortunately, I was a part of the music for both Chandani and Maine Pyar Kiya because I was working at the Gramophone Company of India, or HMV as it was known as then. And they really broke records as far as sales were concerned. What it also did was, it was the kind of music that now kids were very happy to play at weddings. They were very happy to play it in their cars. And they were very happy to kind of start now taking Hindi film music more seriously. See, Ms. Chopra has always had at least one Punjabi song in all his films, going back to even the early days. You know, for example, when he did A Vakt, or you know, even when he did A Daag, or Kabhi Kabhi, or whatever. So he's always had a wedding song, and Mere Haatho Mein Nono Chudiyan became the national anthem as far as weddings were concerned, and it was played at every wedding, and every kid, young lady, would want to dance to it at a friend's wedding or whatever. And that kind of revived everything. What followed from there was a resurgence of Indian music and Indian films. Early 90s, when cinema wasn't so prevalent here, what used to happen was that we would hire a cinema, perhaps in Marble Arch or whatever. There was the Odeon Marble Arch, which was a huge cinema. I think the capacity was some 1,500. The cinema would be hired for a late-night show at about 12 midnight, and the ticket price was something like 15 or 20 pounds. One print would come, one show would happen, and that's it, and the film would release on the Monday on video. That was the way it really started again. The next phase of that, if you like, was when an entrepreneur called Raju Patel, who unfortunately is no longer, and he set up a cinema called Bellevue in Edgeware, and started to screen films on a more regular basis there. This kind of happened until about 1995, when we released Dilwale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge. In 1996, it carried on with very, very selective things. And then a cinema called Bolian in East Ham cropped up. There's cinemas in Birmingham called Piccadilly. So these independent-owned cinemas where Indians, as always, always on the lookout for a great opportunity. And it was great because they came on board and helped in the resurgence of this whole thing. And that carried on until about mid-1997. Yashraj Films came into distribution in 1997. Of course, we've been making films since 1970. Yashraj Films was formed in 1971, rather. And Mr. Chopra has been making films since 1959 with the first film, Dhool Kapoor. But in 1997, we entered distribution, set up the offices here in London to distribute Dil To Pagal Hai. What we found was that the entire business at that time was completely with the Indian independent cinemas, which is great because that's our core market. The other thing that was happening in 1997 was that a lot of the multiplex cinemas were coming up, the UCIs, the Cineworlds, and the Warner Cinemas and everything else. And of course, it's only fair that we would try and enter that as well. We had a really tough time because Indian films weren't performing to the level that they are today, primarily because, again, perhaps we weren't allowing the audience to see the films at their doorstep, if you like. There were about 10, 15 cinemas in the UK, and people had to travel considerable distances. I mean, absolutely. So with that, we opened up UCI, we opened up Cineworld, and it was the biggest hit ever until that point in time. Officially, only because prior to that, I can't comment because we weren't in the distribution business at that time. Although our films played here, but we didn't handle the distribution ourselves. We found that it did a business of around £1 million. No, this is Dil To Pagal Hai. And prior to that, nobody had ever done that kind of those kind of numbers. What it meant was that Indian cinema, after perhaps a gap of about 15 years, had now come of age. And what was very interesting was that Indian cinema was no longer being watched by the first generation. It was now the younger kids, the second, third, fourth generations perhaps, that were now dragging their parents or grandparents and saying, hey, you know what, you got to see this film. The music of Dil To Pagal Hai was also, perhaps it still is, the highest selling music launch ever. We sold on launch, we sold over 4 million units, and today, till date, it remains the highest launch ever. The music really caught on, and that really helped spur things on. Dil To Pagal Hai we released on 18 prints, predominantly to the core independent owned cinemas. A year later, we released a film called Kuch Kuch Hota Hai with 26 prints, and we did a business of £1.7 million. So you could see that the growth was definitely there. Of course, films had also changed, the treatment had changed, the audiences had changed, and therefore we were catering to a different set of audience altogether. And what those two films managed to do was bring about a lot of transparency, because nobody before that talked about numbers. And we could never comment on numbers because we didn't do the numbers ourselves. Now we could talk about the numbers, and those films brought about a lot of transparency between the business back to India and the business that we did here. And that really became, and then of course we had films like Dil Se, we had films like Raja Hindustani, and all those films that were doing really well in those days. But generally speaking, 97 became the turning point for Indian cinema, and from there on, it's been sort of the ride's been going sort of upwards.
So, which was the biggest hit in this country? Was it Dilwale Dulhan Le Jayenge?
I can't comment on the numbers, but Dilwale has become a cult film, and speaking to the exhibitors that played that film, I would say that by far Dilwale is supposedly the highest grossing film ever in the overseas market. However, I can't substantiate that with numbers because, as I said, I didn't distribute that film. The films that we have done today in the last 8 years that Yashraj Films have been in the distribution business, in the UK top 10, The number one film is Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham.
It went up to number three, I think.
It went to number three. Then there's Veer Zara, which is the second film. And then there is Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. Those are the three films that are in the top three, if you like. And then the other biggies have all been films like Devdas, films like Mohabbatein, Dil To Pagal Hai, of course, still is there. And more recently now, films like Bakht, Salaam Namaste, these are the films that have really kind of made the mark. So now we're featuring in the UK top 10 charts very regularly. And when we don't, we're all very disappointed.